The Property Pod. Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive property industry. JSE listed Redefine Properties, one of South Africa's major real estate investment trusts that's invested in a diversified portfolio of retail, office, and industrial assets, recently commented that it has seen an improvement in trading conditions in SA's retail sector going into the 2024 holiday season. We know that one of South Africa's national pastimes is shopping, and despite the growth in online shopping, SA's shopping center industry is holding its own by changing with the times. On the podcast today, I am joined by Nashil Chitoki, Retail National Asset Manager at Redefine Properties, to share his insights on the sector, its performance and expectations going into the peak festive season and also next year. Welcome to the Property Pod, Nashil.
Hi, Suren. Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be part of the podcast. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, positive expectations going into the festive season. Does that include Black Friday? Because let's perhaps kick off with that November period is just over. How was Black Friday week or month sales-wise for Redefine's retail portfolio?
Yeah, I think Black Friday is still a phenomenon in South Africa. But as retail property owners, we always look at Black Friday and Christmas spend as one. So we analyze our numbers, we actually take November and December and combine them. But overall, I think Black Friday this year has been fairly muted, is the feedback we've received from most retailers and shopping centers. But Redefine overall, we've had a 14% growth in our footfall compared to Black Friday previous year. I think this year, the biggest beneficiary of Black Friday has been grocery. I think it's an indication of a consumer that is still constrained. As we know, interest rates have come down, but there's about a 6 to 9 month lag between the interest rates come down and its actual impact on disposable income for the consumer. So I think that's a big driver in still maintaining grocery spend during Black Friday. We're still very optimistic about Christmas.
Thanks for that, Nashil. Before we go deeper into the detail, as it were, in terms of trends, perhaps you want to highlight some of the major malls and retail properties that are part of Redefine's portfolio in South Africa.
So, yeah, Redefine is a diversified property fund. We have about 45% of our value sitting in retail property, which totals up to about 1 million square meters across the country. And that 1 million square meters is further diversified between large shopping centers, medium-sized, and your small convenience type shopping centers. So the sample is fairly large and representative of all three major provinces in South Africa. We own the likes of Centurion Mall, which is our single largest investment, a super regional shopping center, down to regional centers like Blue Route, Kenilworth, East Rand Mall. We also own smaller shopping centers like Benmore Center, and we've recently acquired Mall of the South, where we own 100% of that center now. And we're also increasing our exposure to the rural and township assets, where we already own Maponya Mall with the Maponya Family Trust. And we've recently acquired Alex, Pan-Africa Mall in Alex.
I know Redefine has different centers in different regions, but is it unfair to ask what are some of the top performers in your retail mall portfolio? Because you might have a regional mall, but a rural center might be, a better performer.
So certainly those shopping centers in what we call predominantly townships, Maponya Mall, Kasani Crossing, the likes of Pan-Africa Mall, have been steady performers since COVID. So they've been consistently growing, they have been steady. Post the pandemic, we saw our regional centers really were the hardest hit, regional and super-regional centers. And during that phase, the convenience centers were really doing well. lately we've seen that shift back now into the larger format centers, where foot traffic and turnover is far, where the growth in foot traffic and turnover is far exceeding that of the smaller shopping centers. And that, I think, is one of the biggest strengths of having a diversified retail portfolio. You're able to ride the cycles and still have a smooth return on investment curve as these cycles change. But some of our top performers now are those large shopping centers, which I highlighted earlier, Centurion, Blue Route, Kenilworth, the East Rand Malls. Centurion Lifestyle Center is another one that really performs well for us.
You mentioned East Rand, and that's the one that's owned with Vukile, hey?
We co-own that with Vukile Property Fund, yes. We recently placed Checkers. It was one of the very few regional shopping centers in the country that never had a grocer. We recently placed Checkers in that center, and that center over Black Friday had a 37% growth in footfall, largely as a result of what I was indicating around that grocery spend, and Checkers now being part of the tenant mix.
That's what I was going to ask about, the performance from that perspective, because Checkers seems to be opening everywhere. Diving deeper into some of the trends, a lot of it is relevant to other players that are invested in the retail property sector. But what are some of the trends leading to this better performance that you see? Granted, you said Black Friday was a bit muted, but there seems to be, you know, the retail sales are growing. And perhaps you want to highlight some of the other metrics around foot traffic and, you know, other property metrics that you focus on and other REITs.
Yeah. So we definitely, at an industry level, this is not just Redefine, at a shopping center industry level, the key metrics are all pointing upwards. And there's three key metrics we look at. One is turnover growth. Second is foot count. And third one is rent to turnover ratios. Now, those three are key, and maybe I can go into each and every one of those. It doesn't depend. So from a total turnover growth, as at August, we've seen 3.2% growth. And that is six consecutive months of robust growth at a really good pace. From a foot count perspective, foot count in shopping centers have grown 8.3% year on year. And that is as at the second quarter of 2024. Now, one would recall, I think foot count still isn't at pre-pandemic levels, but I think there's a structural shift in the way people actually go to shopping centers, which is resulting in that, because the turnover numbers continue to grow. Rent ratios is very key at a property investment level for retail, because what it is actually the rental that we earn divided by the turnover, and is therefore a representation of a shopping center's ability to generate rental, one, and two, generate growth on that rental. If the rent ratios are very high, you're probably going to have negative growth. If rent ratios are low, you've got an opportunity, one, to improve your rental, and two, your collections around rental is actually sustainable. So at a rent ratio level, at an industry level right now, rent ratios are at its lowest level it's been in a decade. And obviously that is as a result of what happened since COVID, where rentals were adjusted, the whole industry went through a rebase, and we've now come out. You know, I think retail has taken some really hard punches since then. One was COVID. Two, we had significant failures around large national retailers. And three, we then went through the high interest rate. So given that it's come through all of that, really indicates the robustness of the sector and an ability to continue to generate proper returns at a retail property.
I think that's a key, that comment around the robustness. I've seen how the shopping centers have changed over the years. And we haven't had that so-called mall Armageddon, like certain areas of the U.S., for example. So we have some innovative retail players like Checkers that you mentioned. Nishil, what are your thoughts around interest rates now that they're falling? You know, there has been comments around increased disposable income as a result of that. But another big thing, and I want to ask how you see this impact, the two-pot withdrawals that we've seen, the last that SARS mentioned was over $35 billion. People hope that it will be spent on education and other paying off debt, but that might not necessarily be the case considering the timing that it's taking place. What are your comments around that?
So I think the low inflation and the outlook on inflation is positive for us. Obviously, low inflation rates means more disposable income, and it means that some of the retail spend may start going into those those discretionary categories other than your grocery and pharmacy, in other words. We certainly hope to see that coming through in the next couple of months. As I indicated earlier, it takes between 6 to 9 months from when an interest rate reduction happens to when we particularly see that happen, see that coming through in disposable income. We've had a long period of high inflation, so I'm not sure if that 6 to 9 months is going to become 9 to 12, etc. I think one of the key things around that is we really want to see that coming into more of the discretionary spend categories. And secondly, we think that interest rates overall start coming through into a more sustainable macroeconomic environment. And that needs to be feeding into economic growth, which must drive wage increases, address the unemployment, et cetera, which should all be even better for the retail sector. So we're certainly hoping that as interest rates feed into more than just the retail shopping, but starts driving the other factors of economic growth.
You expressed the hope around increase in discretionary spending, but the essentials, my question around the two-pot, are you seeing any trends around more spending from this two-pot funds, as it were, that's coming into the system?
Seren, at this stage, we haven't really seen it start coming through. We certainly hope that the funds are allocated into those key items like education, reducing debt. We certainly hope it doesn't go into just pure discretionary spend. I don't think that would be responsible behavior. I wouldn't advocate for that. I think we still need a few more months before we start seeing that coming through in retail sales. I do think, you know, when we were talking about key drivers of those turnover growth, I highlighted that it was grocery. And I think that we kind of see that continuing through for the next couple of months. But for shopping centers, it's important to understand that you may have a grocer, but that isn't the key to success, because all your competing centers will also have a grocer. And it's important that as shopping center owners and managers, we create a unique selling point around that center. And it has to be very specific to that demographic, which is around creating that need for experience-based retailers, which is something we focus on at our shopping centers. For example, Centurion Mall now, we've recently brought in a kids entertainment area for about 3,500 square meters. Absolutely unique. We've also brought in the first Total Ninja, which is a really hyped up concept now around teenagers' activities. And I think making sure that you create that experience-based retail, complementing it with those essential services becomes key to success for shopping centers.
Thank you for that. It actually follows on to my last concluding question around a little bit of an update. You did highlight, the acquisition in Alex. I think it's Pan Africa Mall, and that Redefine owns Mall of the South 100% now. But perhaps you want to highlight some of those bigger investments, not just in the retail experience, some of the highlights, but also around solar PV, because that's quite a big thing in the retail space in South Africa at the moment.
Yeah, so at Mall of the South, we've been involved for a few years now. And due to the actions we've taken, that asset was valued at 1.6 billion, now at 1.8 billion. And that's as a result of proper active asset management of that asset. We've managed the exposure around our high-risk retailers, changed that around, updated the food court area, looking at now developing the available park. All of those kind of active asset management really plays us in. We've also built our largest solar plant at that asset. So overall, as Redefine, solar remains key to part of our ESG initiatives. We currently have 34 kilowatt-hour peaks installed, and that is planned to grow by another 12, which is under construction at the moment.
You purchased it, just to highlight on that deal and potential future plans around that and maybe some of your other assets in South Africa that might be worth a mention.
The strategic approach around Pan-Africa was to increase our exposure to that rural and township segment, which we continuously see growing and has been historically underserviced. So Alex is basically operated by two malls, being Pan-Africa and the Alex Mall, and those two are at opposite ends of the center. So it's a fairly dominant center. And one that we've recently now expanded was as well by 15,000 square meters as part of the expansion. That allowed for improvement in the tenant mix around fashion and also a an additional grocer. So we're continuing to assess the opportunities that exist in the rural and township segment. Right?
Is there more acquisition opportunities?
Oh, we'd obviously look at anything that makes business sense for us. Like we've acquired Mott's and Alex in an environment where it was pretty difficult to do acquisitions. Yeah, we will execute those.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Nashil. That was Nashil Chitoki, the Retail National Asset Manager at Redefine Properties.
Thanks for listening to the Moneyweb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the Moneyweb app and follow Moneyweb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.
Moneyweb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.